This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, it's time for the Stock Watch. Coming up next on In the News, we have an update on the strip club DJ who was stabbed.
Nice.
By one of the...
Well, not nice, but...
God,
good, man. That we've got more info.
One of the dancers. He lives.
Well, that's nice.
Everything's good until she stabs you. But first, here's Buck.
Well, let's start it off in the Big Apple with the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Less about the ceremony and the winner, but more about the evaluation of the winner. Here is draft guru Mel Kiper on Travis Hunter as a pro.
What he's done has been pretty amazing, and to be healthy and being out there playing both ways, the stamina, the endurance, the skill set, everything about him, the attitude, the competitiveness, everything about Travis Hunter screams best player in this draft. Mm-hmm. And Travis Hunter against anybody at the cornerback spot, wide receiver spot, when you combine it, would be way up there. No way in this draft, I see, no way could he get past the second, third pick overall, and that would be a trade down by Jacksonville. He's to me, clear cut, with no other player in the mix to be number one on a board other than Travis Hunter.
Now we know that Mel, like any other draft guru, has been wrong a time or two before. Buy or sell that Travis Hunter will be a bona fide NFL star?
Well, one, I would like to state that I think that Mel Kiper is a blowhard who is oftentimes on the take.
I don't disagree.
So,
you take the evaluation worth a grain of salt.
Just a grain of salt. Second, I'm no draft guru. I don't know.
But just buy or sell what your gut says. He's going to be a great player in the NFL.
I would tend to think that he would be, because I do think he's probably going to be a top five pick. He seems like a really good kid with a good attitude who works his ass off, and he's a freaking supreme athlete. So, yeah, I'd take a flyer on that. I think the question is, which Which side does he play? Yeah. I'm guessing he's a DB.
I would think so. I think that he's more unique as a DB than he is. There are other guys as fast and as big as him who play wide receiver. Maybe not so at the DB position. I think he would be more elite there. For what it's worth, Pro Football Focus like graded him out at both positions. He was like a 90 as a defensive back and an 85 as a receiver. So slightly better as a defensive back, if you believe the analytics.
I will say I think Genty's more of a sure thing. That guy's going to be good.
I think probably so.
But he's a running back.
Yep.
And the value of running backs, as we know, is not. I mean, it's at the bottom of the position barrel. But that guy's awesome. So, I'm going to go ahead and buy it.
Okay.
I think Hunter will be good.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's go down to the desert where I saw this clip from Kenny Dillingham about the long shot odds of the Arizona State Sun Devils getting to where they are. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, I think we're the sixth in the history of like sports or something. I saw we were the sixth biggest underdog to achieve. I was reading something, it was like the miracle on ice was 2 and we're 6. And I'm like, come on, guys. Let's be a little more realistic. Maybe you guys just didn't, maybe just the changing of the college landscape has opened up an opportunity for people to be, you know, greater outliers. But that's not taking away anything from our guys. It's more, you know, I felt like we had a good team from the start. And I think our guys have definitely exceeded expectations. And I think they hope to continue to exceed expectations. But this isn't about me.
So what he's referring to is a list that Vegas Insider came out with. I have that up right now.
Mm-hmm.
That says that that the odds for them to win the Big 12 were about 1,000 to 1. It was plus 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically that makes them, in sports betting history, the sixth least likely underdog champion of all time.
I believe, one correction, I think they were plus 10,000.
Plus 10,000. What did I say, 100,000?
You said 100,000.
Yeah, plus 10,000. So, a $10 bet to win 1,000.
Yeah, so what are we buying or selling?
Buy or sell, Arizona State really is the sixth best underdog story of all time.
Well, no, I have to sell that. But what he conveniently left out the part. It's a gambling stat.
Of course.
So there's two different things. One, that the odds makers completely whiffed on the number that they put on the Sun Devils, which is
correct.
100% true.
Yep.
Or they really are that big of an underdog, and I would say that it is the former, not the latter. They aren't that
If they were that big of an underdog, they're not winning the like, they got the first evaluation
right.
wrong, is what you're saying.
Well, I've seen that list, and if you want, so Miracle on Ice is number 2.
Yeah, it's behind Leicester City, who's number 1. They won the Premier League at
500.
Plus 500,000.
Yes. Miracle, I mean, that Leicester City one, and again, I don't follow soccer, but I remember we covered it here, and people were saying this is the most extraordinary upset of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So they were plus 500,000.
It'd be like a team coming out of the G League and 2 years later winning the NBA title.
Miracle on Ice was plus 100,000. And then you get into the more like, well, the odds makers just didn't see this
coming. Yeah, then it's that 2011 St. Louis Cardinals team that was down to their last strike.
Yeah, they were plus 99,900. Mm-hmm. The 1999 Rams plus 30,000. That's interesting.
The Dave Roberts Red Sox down 3-0 with the stolen base.
Plus 12,000.
That's the number 5, and then you get to Dillingham and company.
Yeah, so just right there, if you compare them to the 2004 Red Sox, that team was really good. Like, why were they plus 12,000? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's from...
It's just an oversight.
My guess is it's... I would imagine it's from the point they were down 3-0. Like, not from the beginning of the season.
Oh, that number... Okay. Okay,
my guess is maybe when they were down 3-0 because no one had ever come back from that margin in baseball before, that's where that number got.
Got it. Okay. So they're saying that the Sun Devils winning the Big 12 is akin to the Red Sox being the first and only team ever to come back down 3-0 in a best of
7? Yes, that those things are nearly identical.
I don't know if I can get behind that. I mean, the odds makers just whiffed. They didn't see it coming. None of us did.
And that's what I think. I think it's more that. It's more of a poor handicap on the front end than it is a super upset.
Yes, exactly. You've got a league that isn't that good. There was a lot of There were a lot of teams kind of bunched up. There were no special teams in the Big 12. That's part of it. And Kenny Dillingham is just a damn good coach. He's got Dan Lanning vibes about him. Mm-hmm. They're just really good. They're detail-oriented. And you got Scataboo. And, oh, by the way, their quarterback's pretty damn good.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
And finally, Washington State fans have been holding their breath probably since midseason about this, but their quarterback, John Mateer, has entered the transfer portal. Here's their head coach, Jake Dickert.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, met with John last night. Came back from his sister's graduation. Had a lot of good family time. We talked about that last week on Friday. He has to make a big decision for his life. And college football is in a different place than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, however we remember it. You know, John will be the most sought-after player in the portal. I think he's going to be the best player in the country next year. He informed us that he is, in fact, going to hit the portal. Biggest thing for our program is it proves, once again, our process is working. Our process is working. Right? We're offering a bunch of kids that have no other Power 5 offers. We're developing into something really, really special. And I've said a lot about things the last couple weeks. You know, I talked in signing day about the recruiting calendar being messed up and we got to change it. You know, I talked last Friday, you know, there's $800 million of new Power 4, you know, rev share money that's infiltrated into the system right now. And, you know, backups at that level are getting $50,000 to $100,000. So college football is in a little bit of a weird place.
So you can go a couple different ways on this one, but first of all, I'm going to give you a two-pronged question. Buy or sell, John Mateer will be the number one player in the transfer portal. Because he said that.
Yeah, he did say he would be. Buy? Because didn't we talk about this on Friday? We went through the transfer portal quarterback rankings, mm-hmm, and the backup quarterback from Florida State was the number one guy?
Yeah.
Mateer's pretty damn good.
I feel like he's going to be a quarterback on a playoff team next year.
I'm going to buy.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it too.
At least so far.
And then the second one, buy or sell that if this is proof the process is working, your product is absolutely screwed in Pullman.
Well, I have to buy that too. I thought the same thing when he said that. I'm like, wait,
this is working?
I mean, what you want?
It's nice that, reports are that Washington State had an NIL offer for Mateer to stay over $1 million and it wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well, that's the best they can do.
Of course. So,
I mean, I guess to his point, it's really all they can do there.
And I think that's what he's saying. But if this is what working looks like, that's a bleak future, my friend.
I guess he's saying getting that kid for a year is better than never getting him.
That's some tasty lipstick on that pig. I don't know. Like, to me, that is such a tough pill to swallow to try to frame that way. I can't get there.
Well, what do you do if you're Washington State?
I don't know what you do. And that's the brutal part of it.
So I think, you know, now that I'm thinking this through, I think he's right. Because I don't know what else you do. That's how you have to do it.
Yeah, it's proof that they've developed talent that's good enough to play at the most elite levels of college football. They're just not allowed to play in that level.
Right. And they're all going to leave before your bowl game, so you'll never win a bowl game again.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's the best you can do. Because any success, it doesn't matter what quarterback you get. You develop a guy, whether he's a freshman or a transfer or whomever. If he has a bunch of success, he's gone.
Yep.
Most likely. I'm racking my brain for guys that stayed.
And there might even be guys who stay, like, at their power schools that don't go for a better offer. But, like, someone, like, in a Mountain West type position, I think gone are going to be the times of loyalty.
Maybe they should go get Malachi Nelson.
Maybe.
Hasn't he transferred, like, 5 times already?
Yeah. You know what I saw today? I saw that kid, Bear Alexander, who's transferring away from SC.
Yeah.
He is committed to Penn State now.
Oh.
I think. And he had initially been at Georgia. And he posted a photo to his Instagram, like mocked up of him in a Penn State jersey. And he's flexing his bicep. And there's a Georgia tattoo. He's wearing a Penn State jersey. And the profile picture icon is still him in a USC jersey.
Oh, my God.
So he's got all 3 teams represented there.
Do you think he's aware of any of that?
I mean.
Clearly not.
You'd have to be aware of the tattoo, you'd think.
It doesn't care, I guess.
Go Dawgs.
All right, Stockwatch each week brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Here's Buck.